Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, we're picking up over here from where we left off. Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, halfway down the two dots. Yom HaLeda, the Yom HaMita. So again, this is a reference to the Mishnah on Daf Ches. The Mishnah on Daf Ches told us these are the Edehen of the Akum. And of those Edehen, we had the Yom Leda and the Yom HaMita. Nechlal, the Rav Meir Savar. So let's just take a look at the Mishnah for a minute, because understand who Rav Meir is, remind ourselves. So Ches and Aleph, we had a Machlegis in the Mishnah. The whole first list was all the Divrei Rav Meir, which included Yom HaLeda and Yom HaMita. Chachamim Oimrim, back in the Mishnah on the Ches, Kol Mitzvah Yesh Basreifa Yesh Meres Kechavim. Shem Basreifa Yesh Meres Kechavim. So the Chachamim wanted to say there has to be a Sreifa, which is like Rashi in the Mishnah explained, that they burn all of the clay tashmish of the Melech together with him on the day, or at the day, on the day of his death. And there, in those instances, then it's a simon that there is a holiday of sorts taking place. But if there's no Sreifa, then he holds, the Chachamim holds, that there is no problem of an eight. We don't consider that an eight. So Gemara on that jumps and says four lines into the wise on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Nechlal the Remeir Savar, the implications for Remeir hold. Loishna mitz yesh basreifa, loishna mitz shein basreifa. Remeir would seem to hold that there's no chiluk if there's a sreifa or not. Because we see that Remeir said that Yom Mitzvah, and he didn't make any distinction between whether it's a sreifa or not. And either way, he holds Polchi Baba is Levar Sechavim. Regardless of whether there's a sreifa on the day of the Misa of the king, there's always going to be a problem of an aid. Alma Sreifa lav chukahi. The mashmaiyus of that is that Sreifa is not a chayk. I mean, it wouldn't be like the chukah saying would say lechu, because he wants to say that the fact that there's a Sreifa or is no Sreifa is not an indicator of it being an aid, which would tell us that when they do a Sreifa, it's not itself a chayk of akum, because even if they don't do a Sreifa, it's still going to be an aid. Mechlal, what does that imply? The Rabbanim Sabri Sreifa Chukahi. That implies the Rabbanim hold that Sreifa is a Chayk. It is considered B'chukah Sem Leitzelech. It is a Chayk Akum. And therefore would go into the din of B'chukah Sem Leitzelech. Iva, Tanya, Sarfan al Malachim. It says Sarfan al Malachim, Bilnachem Mayri. Do you see that Sreifa on Malachim burning their Chayt Hashmish is not a problem of B'chukah Sem Leitzelech? B'chukahi, if it is a Chayk, Anan Hechias Srafinan. How do we burn and we see, and we have a pasuk of Siv, Kuzim Lezilechu? So how could we say that the Rabbanon hold that Sreifa is a Chayk, if Sreifa is a Chayk, then we would not be allowed to do it, Kuzim Lezilechu? Which we're going to take a look at the Tosafot in a minute to see the parameters to this din of Sreifa, Kuzim Lezilechu for. We would not be able to burn the Klei Tashmish. On the day of the king's death, we would not be able to burn the Klei Tashmish, because that would be considered to be a Chayk. That would be Midarki Amayri. And that's what would be a problem. So the way we understood this machlekes remainder in Rabbanon is if I hold that the strafe is an indication of an akum, of an aid of the akum, then it means that the strafe in and of itself is a chayk akum. If I hold that regardless of whether there's a strafe on the Yom Nisa, you're always going to have a problem of an aid, then the fact that they're burning his paytashish is not an indicator of it being a chayk akum. That's what we explained the Gemara until this point. So now the Gemara is coming out that Sreifa is not a chayk, because if it would be a chayk, we wouldn't be allowed to burn the Klei Tashmish. El Dekulim a Sreifa lav chukahi. El Chashivusahi. Chashivus. What does that mean? Rashi says, about 10 lines down, 12 lines down. Chashivusahi, who? Misha Sarfin, a love, Marin, someone who burns the Klei Tashmish by the king, Shemaisas, Chashivulam, Chashivulam, Hamisa, Shasarfu, love, Pochav, and Pechavim. It's a chash of a death. It shows something. So Sreifa, we're saying now, it's not necessarily a chayk, but it does show certain chashivas. Now, if it's a chashivas for a person who's a Ovid Kechavim, that would be a problem.
So we would have an Ovid Kechavim then.
That it creates an aid. The point is that it creates an aid, but it itself is not a chayk akum.
Right, but there's two things, right?
I mean,
the
Zohar and the Zohar, but again, the Mishnah on Daschez is just telling us what is an aid and what is not an aid. I just want to know what an aid is.
Now, if they burn it,
it shows it's a chashiva. That's the chachamim.
And you can't do any business with that.
Fine. Okay. Now, agav on that, besides for that, does the sreifa itself constitute a chayk akum or not? That's a parallel shiloh that Gemara has over here.
And what does that make it? We could burn.
Yeah, right. We could burn. Like King dies. Yeah.
We could burn what? We could burn.
It was clay tashmish. Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep.
Right.
But I'll cook.
Right. Halacha l'sichachim is just, it happens to be that they would create a holiday out of this whole straight. That's what I'm saying. It's two parallel shailas. Does it create an aid, and then is this a chayt? So, right. So there's two parallel shailas, and the Gemara originally thought that they're toli habaha. And the Gemara is saying they're not toli habaha. I could say that it's a chashivus, very nice, we make a big party, we burn all the clay tashers, it's not a chayt akum. It happens to be that they made a holiday out of it, but it's not because of the straight. The straight itself doesn't become a chayt akum. And that's what Gemara wants to say at this point. Right. Do we split the two? We're splitting the two. Right, they're taking place at the same time, simultaneously. So what is the machlokes then? So what is the machlokes? The burning question. The halka is gira meir, sovereign relation of misa, sheyesh basreifa, relation of misa, shein basreifa, pachlokes kechavim. Factually, they would always make an aid, regardless of whether there was a bonfire over there, they would always make an aid out of the death of the king. Rabbanim Sabri needs to share the Sreifa Hashiva. That showed a Hashiva, that to them, Palkiba, and then they would create an aid at it. Shame the Sreifa, look Hashiva, Palkiba, then they wouldn't. So now, if you
didn't. That's
what we're coming, that's what we said. Elder Sreifa, Lav, Kukahi.
So they
think or it's not a Hashiva of a ceremony, I guess, when by the Levaya, I guess. Maybe he was kosher, but his levi is not kosher. I don't know. Not sure. Yeah. Now, if we take a look at the Taisus just briefly, because this Taisus brings out a certain point when it comes to, I don't want to go through the whole piece, but just to take a look at one snippet of what he says, brings out that there's two parts of Kuzim Leselechu. You look down where Taisus says, Lakach Pirish Ri. About 20 lines down into the Taisus. The last word in the line is Lakach. Lakach Pirishri. I'm not going to get into the Kasha, but if you want to take a look after you, take a look at what brought him to this point. But Lakach Pirishri, the Trey Gavni Chukah Havu. There's two types of Chukim. Echot Shoisim Lashem Chukim is Kechavim. That's classically how we think of maybe Chukim like Telechu. It's a Chayik Akam, which is the Gemara over here is Mash. It's a Chayik Akam. It's a Chayik of what they do towards in their service. The Echot Shoisim Lashem Dak Hevel Ashtus. Stam Ashtus Shalahem. Yeah, the Yankee game, right. The Hawk. Yeah. Yeah. I hear. The Hawk of the Shmaita and Mayri, the Isa Chayk Shaisim Shemad Skechavim. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about Chayk Akum. The Hawk of the Rusher, Mayor Sover Shreif Allah Chukahi. Mayor Old Shreif is not a Chuk, Labis Kechavim. Achi Parachi, Chuk of Skechavim, Anan, Hechi Sarafin, how do we burn? The Avagab the Ksiv Vairaisa. Even though it says in the Torah, which we're going to see coming up, that it talks about in Yirmiyah, a pasuk where there was a burning taking place by Malchus Yisrael. Yesh lesser kivin shalahem u'chayk lavis kechavim. Dumya d'matzeva. Meaning to say that Taisa is a concept that the power of Kuzim Leselechu can even override a Doraisa. In a sense, it doesn't mean Ma'aj the Mitzvah Doraisa, it means something that we find in the Torah. So just, and he brings the example is Matzeva, as we know. Shem makriven alea avoid. That we know that the Matseva was originally Ahuva Lefanov. Mishasu Amorah and Chayim Shechavim Shna. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu waited for his Rebbe, and then he created an Isra on it. Losakum Lecha Matseva. Umasik. Right. That would be if it would be a Chayik Akum. Then even if you'd have a record of this taking place in Tanakh, you still would not be allowed to do it. And therefore, the Gemara concludes Umasik. Al Dikum Alaf Chayfu. He. It's really not a Chayik. Hashem Shechavim. Kamokim. What is it? It's still something. Chok Hevelushtos. And therefore, Taisa is going to say, when can you do a Chayik Hevelushtos? Only if you find it in Tanakh being done. Because Taisa understands there's two types of Chuzim Leselechu. One is the Chayik Akum. In that case, even if you find it recorded in the Torah as having happened, you're still not allowed to do it, because it must be that later on it became a Chayik and it was forbidden. But the other type is you find a record of it, then you can do it. But if not, even though it's just Hevelushtos, you still can't do it. So this is it's open up the whole discussion of exactly what the parameters of Kuzim Leselechu, which we're not going to get into, but just to know this Taisus, where he brings out these two Nidarim of Kuzim Leselechu, and one being more powerful than the other. Back to Gemara, Gufa, Sarfan al-Malachim, the Imbibishim Darkei Mari. So we brought before that we are allowed to be Sore, all of the Klei Tashmish of the Malachim. There's no issue of Darkei Mari. Shinamar B'Shalom Tamuz, Misfres HaBasecha Malachim. Kishem, to bring a policy that records that this is what is done.
We can do it, yeah.
Kishem, Shazar, Malachim, Koch, Sarfin, Al Nasiyan. Not only do you have to be a king, if you even die in Nasi, you could do it. Umahin Sarfin, what are they, Sarif, Al Malachim, Mitachim, Ketashmishan. they burn their bed and their items that they use.
Nasi meaning a nasi.
A nasi, like a nasi. Nasi not bezdin.
Yeah,
Mike the Shemesh Ragam Nila Zakin, nasi. The Sarif Allah Unkulis Hager, Shivim Mana Suri. I've Amr is Mayan Sarif and Alem. What do you mean? Why is he burning money? Amr is Mayan Sarif and Alem, he tossed him to the Tashmishon. We said that what did they burn? They burned the bed and the Klei Tashmish, not some personal items. Ema b'shivim mana tsuri. It means that it was the value of shivim mana tsuri. It was bringing out that Uncle Zagir burns the all these valuable things. Nidya afrin alai. What? Huh? It seems like it's Klei Tashmish. I imagine he owned it. And why did he burn it? Maybe no one else wanted to do that because it's like a destructive act, maybe. I don't want to. Yeah, maybe. Well, why Uncle Zagir is after? Yeah. Yeah, maybe he was such a close Talmud. Maybe to show that he's a close Talmud that he was Machshav Gamliel. He had a match, right? He was going with the match. But Tanya, so then the Gemara asked, "Omidi Afrin Eloi? That's the only thing that we burn are his personal items." But Tanya, Oikar Al Malachim. We're Oikar Al Malachim, which we're going to see what that is, right? Rashi says over here. I think Rashi says over here. Yeah, Oikarin. Rashi, we have seven lines up. Behema Hagidin Levad Sha'al Parsoseha. Oikar Bechote. So you're cutting off a certain part of the bottom of the animal that it's not going to be able to ride anymore. Hamstring. Okay, the aim by Mishrim won't be able to ride. That's the point. The aim by Mishrim Dark Hamer is no Dark Hamer issue. And I'm going to pop a Sus Sharaka below. Yeah, this is talking about, it's talking about an animal that is Klei Tashmish. It is Klei Tashmish because it's the horse that he rides on. And then what about that Behemoth Tahir? Then you don't do that. Tani Iker Shehet Patreza Aser, Shehet Patreza Mutter, which would seem to be talking about a tar animal. They do Iker Shehet Patreza, turn the page, and then ask for some seminar Kubu Lamata. That's just Meshur Bechotis Parsa Shem Raglao. Again, you're inhibiting the ability of the person to ride the animal. In our Kubu Lamata, Rashi says, "I'm a minarku v'lamala treifa alma idalta v'treifa v'tarfa v'behemet tahiras kinon." We're talking about making the animal into a treifa. When you think that's only significant to make an animal into a treifa, you're talking about a behemet tahiras. Otherwise, it's behemet tahiras, you're not eating anyway. So what's the difference if it becomes a treifa? With tahiras, my kli tashmish shika. What case are you going to have of a tahiras where this kli tashmish? So Rav Papa says, "Tarmar Papa v'agola hamashachas tacharon." You could have a case of a behemet tahiras. It's a calf, and it is pulling a wagon, and that's possible that a king uses it, and therefore it's Klei Tashmish. Just take a look at the Taisus in the bottom over here. First of all, he brings out that, what happened to Tzar Balei Chayim? The second to last Taisus. In Taimer, I look part of Tzar Balei Chayim. What happened to Tzar Balei Chayim? He brings the Gemara he's going to ask later on. And so he says, the Yesh Loimar, the shiny covered HaMelech, who covered the Kol Yisrael, the Ossi covered the Rabbim, and Daki Tzar Balei Chayim. Taisus wants to say that the covered of Malachim, and even overrides Tzar Balei Chayim. But you see, he's under on the problem. He does say that there's no baltashas by the covered malchus. That much we understand. But Tzar Balei Chayim, Taisus is a big fish. That covered malachim can override the din of covered malchus can override the din of Tzar Balei Chayim. Yeah, well, Tzar Balei Chayim going on, but it's there. It's for a yachid though. That's the problem. Let's just say that's called a robin. What's the Tzar Balei Chayim's mutter for any benefit? You're saying over here maybe there's no benefits. I'm burning it because I'm destroying it. It's destroying. No, but I'm saying what's the chilut in this? And let's say something like veal. Because by veal, at least it's contributing to someone's benefit. Someone's benefit. I mean, there's no benefit. Nobody's covered. Unless you. Yeah, it's covered. What's that? Yeah. Okay, fine. Here's the other thing. So now we're up to $2 in the base. Yon Tiglach HaZikna. This was another case that we had where he shaved his beard. Avoyu. Yeah. Avoyu. Heichi Ktani Yon Tiglach HaZikna Banachas Blurisai. Adilma Yon Tiglach HaZikna Bavaris Blurisai. I mean, what's he doing with the blue root? What's he doing with the ponytail? Is the ponytail staying or is it going? So when he shaves his beard, is that, what's he doing with his ponytail? Is he leaving that or is he also shaving that? So Hashema, the Tanya Tarvayu, both. Either way, regardless of what he does with the ponytail, if he shaves, it's going to be a yom eid. And I'm reviewing the Mershmul. An interesting holiday in Rome. Now, what do they do? Achas and Sittin Shana once every 70 years. Mevi and Adam Zit. Mevi and Adam Shalay. They wrote another Mishnah, which is a Mashal to Esav. The Marquis of Noitel, Adam Chiger, Yaakov, the lame person, he's limping. Well, Bishon Oitel, Digday, Adam Arishan. They put Esav in the Digday, the Marishan. That's what he actually had. Medical Liberation, Kar Kiflo, Shal Rabbi Shmuel. That they had that Rabbi Shmuel, that's the from the Piusim, the daughter of the Caesar, so handsome, Sugar Malchus, and then she had him skin the face, and so they had some type of mask for Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmud of the Savari, Misko Reish Zuzi, the Caesar. And they had this stone that was 200 zuz, a weight of 200 zuz. And and they would spread out in the marketplace these nice gems. Machriz in the fun of, and then they would announce as follows. Sof Kiri Plaster. Rashi says, the chesbin of the cousin, the chesbin, the sas, the sum, the calculation of the cousin is kazav. It's faulty. It's misleading. Achu of the Marana, which is reference to the 70 years, which is the 70 years. Is that what it was, I think? 70 years of the chesbin, yeah. Achu of the Marana, Zayafna, the brother of our master, who is the Zayafna, he's the trickster, that's Yaakov, the Chami Chami, and whoever sees in the Simcha, so he'll see it, and if he doesn't, he doesn't, meaning it ain't happening, because Rashi says, because 70 hasn't happened, 70 years. The Lord Chami, Lord Chami, he won't see, he'll never see it. Maya Hani L'Ramah B'Ramuse, what did it help for Yaakov and his Ramayah, and his trickery? Yeah, the Mirma. Yeah, well, the Zayachma the Zayavnuse. And what did it help that he, all the tricks that he did? And the Simon Alchemy, it ends like this. Vai l'dein kajokum dein. But they did acknowledge, woe is it to this one, to Esav, when this one is up, when Yaakov is up. Left this whole, hachrosa. But at the end, they were mockier that they understood. Like we saw before, if one is up, the other one's down. They had that understanding also. We saw yesterday.
What is the acquisition?
I guess it started during the Shemeshana, that's what it sounds like, this minute.
Once every 70
years. Like after
70 years between Vayishmishin and Vayishmishin.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
It did work.
You're saying after every 70 years.
No, they're saying this hasn't worked. It's not true, man.
It was then.
It came back.
It came back, right.
So what do you think?
Maybe it's a carryover from that, or they just created their own. Yeah, where they get the 70 from. Right. Assuming this is Coast second bias, so where did they get the number 70 from? They figured, the first off.
We did
the first time, and now we're after the second bias. And now they're thinking. No, there's no such thing. So unless they're referring, maybe the minute started before. Well, there were no Rome. It was still a. There was a place called Rome. There was a place called Rome. It's just they weren't an empire. They weren't a power. Yeah. So maybe the minute started then already. All right. The goal of Mishana is here. Mishana is in that. Whoever tossed me nechayi ha'odah, the divination of the Mishana, the Haina Ayin Shana Golso Rishana. Oh, that's the idea. Maybe that's the lifetime of man. He's saying that. So therefore, they're saying that in each generation, if you don't see it in 70 years, you're never going to see it. That's what they're referring to.
It was once a generation.
Well, they knew that man lived 70 years. They knew Tanakh.
Yeah.
Right. And even though he does bring that, the Haina Ayin Shana Golso Rishana. He does bring it, that is, so the Rebbe Chanan is telling us both. All right. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Ravashi. Shilan Rishayim, right, their mouth causes them to stumble because they're saying it wrong. Their grammar's off. Iyamu Zayafna Akua de Marana to the Kamri. If they would have said, Zayafna Akua, the brother who's the trickster, he's the brother of our master. Zayafna the trickster, he's the brother of our master. Fine, that's referring to Yaakov as being the trickster. But Hashda Omri, Zimarana, Zayafna. So what are they really saying? They're saying Asaph's the one. Marana Gufe Zayafna. He's the one who's the trickster.
How was he?
Yeah, I mean,
he was his father.
I mean, it wasn't true. Yeah, but
his father his whole life.
Yeah, he tricked his father his whole life. But even besides that, the point is that the grammar's off. So therefore, they were trying to give a diss to Yaakov. They're really dissing out their own. Yeah, I hear.
We're not saying in Aramaic.
So again, let's. Maybe they did. Maybe this was a carrying over from an old minhag. We don't know how far back this went. Maybe it originated. I hear. Yeah. Maybe they picked it up from the other nations. It's going to be done. My time aloika chashuv. Well, how come Arakana doesn't mention this holiday? The ones that are every year, so then we count. Let's hold shabbat chashuv only once every 7 years. Look at chashuv.
Yeah.
Sounds like it is. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, how come it doesn't count this? This is one of the holidays. The Torah says it really is one of the holidays, but it's
only
annual. Yeah. What are these other holidays? Right? Rashi says, Hani de Ramoy. The ones in the Mishnah are Ramoy. What about the Persian ones? Everything in the Mishnah, like we keep saying, are from the Romans. What about the Persian ones? They've got different names. Mutradi, Taraski, Muhernaki, Muharin. Yeah. Hani de Barsoi, Udramoy. Fine, those are the Persian and the Romans. Udi Babloi Mai, what about the Babylonians? Muhernaki, Van Kisei. The 10th day of Adar. Okay. Or Rechanan Bar Chizam Arad. Amri Lo Amr Rechanan Bar Rav Amr Rad. Tamisha Bote Adar Kifabim Kuhunhen. There's five established temples. Elohim, Beis Baal Bevavel, Beis Nevo Bekursi, Tarata Shemim Shebe Mepaz, Trifa, Sheba Ashkelon, Nashra Sheba Arabia. Okay. Yasser Dini, Hosiba Len, Yerid Sheba Ayin, Sheba Ayin Zechi, Nidbakot Sheba Akro. Two more.
These are temples.
Yeah.
These are every single day.
Yeah, Rashi says, yeah. Rashi about five lines, six, eight lines up from the Y. Kavuin, the Kamon Fire, Kavuin, Kol Hashan, Shkoli, Mech Hashan, Ezen, Ozean, Yom Eid, and Makrizim, Zvachim, Basun, Asamas, Oilom. Right, so in these places the whole year. Gansi, our perk. Yazar, Dima, Yen, those two. Ika, Dami, Nizbara, Shabahako. Another one, Rabdini, and Arzah, Masi, Itcho, Yerid, Shabahako. Okay. Amalei Rav Chanan Bar Chizda L'Rav Chizda. My Kivun Hein. What does that mean? Amalei Halkim Ravu. The image is what your grandfather said. Kivun Hein La'Oilom. The Din Rav Kula Shaka Palsalu. Because they're always there. Amar Shmuel B'Goyla In Yosel Yen Eidam Dovad. In the Goyla, we only the day of the Eid. Rashi explains why. He learns out from the why. B'Goyla Ein Anu Yecholim L'Hamad Atzmeinu. It's not possible. We need to leave any mind to be named. Ein Anu Yoshin and Parnasenu Mehen V'Oid Mishum Yira. Rashi gives two reasons why we must do business with them, except for the holiday we don't. Either because we have no choice, we have to make Parnassah, or because of the year.
On
Yerving,
year.
Well, today, anyways, we'll be passing, they don't keep the. They're not religious.
Today, either way,
no. They're not religious. Anyway, yeah, but they're not religious, we hold. They're not really keeping it. Even if they are religious, they're not really keeping it. It may not be able to. It depends how you learn. That's Tosfos. Yeah. Rav Gito. Yeah, it sounds like you wouldn't be allowed to serve. I mean, you can't go and serve. Even a guy wouldn't be able to go serve. When he goes to church, he's being over his heart if he does a service. Just mentioning the name, maybe. Well, Rav Gito. Oh, where are we going here? Yeah, the Yehuda Shar Chamra, the Rebbeinu Luzuni Chizin, even on the day of, the Chatzin the Toy Shiny, the Chatzin the Toy, the Toy is Lokavia, the Chatzin the Toy, it's just a holiday that's not really for the God, it's really just for the merchants, like a merchant holiday.
No, it was for the God,
but it was. No, but they did it. No, meaning the Iker is for the merchants. It happens to be that they went and they added on that it's for the Lokavia. Not really close for it, not really every year.
Right.
You know, it wasn't established for every year. Yeah, you're right. Really, it would be a problem if an Eidim was every year. But, yeah, for example. Okay, then that mission. So, Irsha Yesha Lodis Kekavim. So, here we have a city that has an Eidim Lodis Kekavim. Now, Rashi sticks in, which we wouldn't otherwise have understood this. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Sheyoyin Eid Yesh Livnei Ha'ir, Hayoyin Lodis Kekavim for the year. That today is a Yoyin Eid, it's a holiday today in the city. The Mishnah doesn't say that. And that'll be. Yeah, so we're going to see. We'll take a look after we read the Mishnah, like Rashi, we'll take a look at the way the Rambam learned the Mishnah differently.
Did he just,
this city has a holiday. Plus, the city has a holiday.
They have their own holiday.
They have a holiday. The holiday going on in City X, okay. Not in the surrounding area.
It's the God of
Yeah, in Athens they're having this. They're having the party. Now, what do you do with the areas that are surrounding it? Chutzalam mutter. The areas that are around this city, which they're not keeping it, so there it's mutter. Rashi explains chutzalam mutter. Second Rashi in the Mishnah, lachis lasef. We busy meyotzim chutzal ear. She'ainim shokim achar oisav eskechavim. They're not really following that. Shekein minig zevag deshaloi zevag deshaloi. Everyone keeps their own. Yom eid shel elu inam biyom eid shel elu.
This is after reading it.
They keep it. They do. I was hearing a lecture and someone was explaining that this is part of the reason why the Indian Jews never had a problem. I don't know. You have to look historically, but they didn't really have a problem with the Goyim, the Indian Jews. So the Indians are pagan. So therefore, like this Rashi saying, everyone, you can always do whatever you want. You know, you serve your God. You serve your God. This was the minig and the Oz of Izara. They didn't bother the Yiddies because you want to serve God, you serve your God. Everyone got to serve whatever God you want. They didn't have the problems that we have with the other religions.
They
didn't bother the Yiddies. You serve your God, I serve my God. What do you got? What do I have? No, it would be honest. It's not an idea of also just in general. Why did the Goyim, it seems like he was saying that historically they tolerated the Jews and then everyone could do whatever they want, right? It was all good. And the Muslims and the Christians were not that way in the club. Okay, so if it's inside the city, let's say outside. So fine. The first part of the Mishnah according to Rashi, we're talking about a yom aid in one area. The surrounding area is going to be mutter. We'll see in Gemara more about exactly what the proximity is. Now next part of the Mishnah. Mahu leilich l'sham. Now can I go there? Well, why am I going there? What am I going there for? Rashi says, 3-4 lines into the Mishnah. The stopper in echad mitnei ha'ir. I still want to schmooze with somebody. I'm not going there to do any business. I want to schmooze. What will be the problem? It's going to be a problem of chshad. The Rashi says chshad that I'm going to come. That's going to look like I'm going to serve. Others learn that it means that it looks like I'm going to go do business. You know what the marasayin is exactly, but there's going to be some type of chshad marasayin issue. So that will be the potential problem with the safety of this mission. Ma'u leilch l'sham, can I go talk with somebody there? And it'll be a marasayin either to go serve the God or to transact. If this dara, it runs exclusively into that city and then it ends. It does not go through the city. It's not the I-95. It just goes there and that's it. It's the Long Island Expressway to the Hamptons. All right, just ends. So it's magic because it's like the Malkin Mutter. But if this road continues on to somewhere else, so then it would be Mutter, because then it's not really Marasayim. But like I said, he's not going to that city, he's just going through the city. Yeah. And? You went? Oh, you didn't go. Oh, Inga. So this is all like Rashi. There is a very interesting Rambam over here, the Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam. You take a look at the Pirush Mishnayos by Rambam, it's over here, this should be the fourth one in the back. I have it on page 30. He says it here, Amru Ma Leif Hashem. See what he says here in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. He says it is usher to enter a city sheyesh bo avaris kechavim. You cannot walk into a city if there is a idol there. It sounds like it's some type of pagan god there. Yeah, kol shekein lozer bo. Certainly not to live there. The kol shekein lozer bo kechavim is certainly not to do business and all of this. And then he says at the end, what's our hetzer? So basically, he says, what's our hetzer? Can't go through there. Abulanasu, he says, what should we do? In our sins, here we are. The shaykhin and the arsam, anusin. He says, we have a din, anusin. Niskayin vanu mashanemar vavatam shamal himacheru. This is the Pirush Mishnayos by Rambam. But I don't know if he's talking about. I don't know if he's talking about him himself. He understands that the Jews living in Christian lands and pagan lands. Yes, yes, yes. But he's, I don't know if he's talking specifically about that. I mean, again, at the beginning of his life, he lived under Christian standards, only later on. Yeah, it didn't last. Yeah. But even the Rebbeinu Tam, it's not clear. We're going to have a place, I think we're going to have it in this discussion, maybe. We're going to have it elsewhere.
In the Rambam, there was a Rambam. They know that according to Shai, all
the
people
have been censored. Yeah.
But he held that
all the people. Even the Rebbeinu Tam, even the places who they quote.
For Sunday.
For Sunday.
It's curious that you're not going to be showing. It's going to be production.
You'll notice that I saw that in the slide. Yeah.
And Rashi also, such a very complex. Rashi says the house of Ish, and he says the Brisha and the Shah.
Right. That's what it is. And even the Titus that's quoted that it's not, it seems to only be talking about in speech. He's not talking about serving. The Chazanish and the somebody else that's also that says like this. That he speaks out that even Titus and Shita that everyone quotes Rebbeinu Tam, that Christianity is not a Vedizara for them, only for us, because Shita, that does not mean that they are allowed to serve. It does not mean they cannot go into the church and do a service. That is a Vedizara. He's talking about Shita, he's talking in the context of making a Shavua, when you're uttering the word, when we had before Azulumaita, that whole idea. So he's allowed to utter the words, you know, that he put together, Shita and God, the Trinity, that he can talk about. You can use it in speech. For the guy, that's not awesome. But the service of it, the Nevi Yehuda, that's the other one. Nevi Yehuda and the Chazon Ish both say that serving Christianity, even the Rebbeinu Tam says, is awesome. But this whole Rebbeinu Tam, you know, it doesn't mean that there's no Vedizara at all in Christianity. Everyone's masking at some point. But Shittah is not a reason that if you serve. If you serve Shittah, that's a Vedizara. It also just means when you use it in speech, it's not a problem of in speech. Yeah.
So how is
this Rambam coming out? This Rambam is saying that really what the Mishnah means is not like Rashi. And we're talking about a Yom Eid. We're not talking about a Yom Eid. We're not talking about a holiday. We're talking over here about a city that has an Avodah Sechavim over there. There's an Avodah Sechavim in the city. You are not allowed to enter the city. You can't enter. You certainly can't live there, he says. I have to live there. We're only Anusim. He says, we're living Begetter Oinit. Any time we live in a city and there's a church, whatever there is, we're Begetter Oinit. We're not allowed to be in the city.
But you still can't. You can't look at it at a church. You can't go in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do business or anything in the city.
You can't walk into the city, then. You can't walk in.
Yeah.
I'm walking in.
Yeah.
Point of the realm, you're not allowed to be in Manhattan. You can't live in Manhattan. You can't live there. Prince of the realm, we're in Manhattan. We're living together right
now.
Right. Right, at that point, I'm not sure it makes a difference. What's the difference?
You can't look at it.
You can't look. It being then.
You can't look at
it. Oh, the shade, yes. Didn't they say from Ramosha that he used to... No, that was something else. That was by the funeral home? Maybe that's the funeral home. They used to say that Ramosha would walk around and wouldn't go under the awning by the funeral home. But I think that's what they said. Yeah, it's a similar thing. Yeah, I was mixing it up. I don't think it's by the church. I don't remember. You got to research that story. There's some Ramosha with Ramosha going around, not by the one. But anyway, what brought the Rambam to this? I wanted to say, what chapter the Rambam learns like this? So I was thinking, because if you look at the next Mishnah, which we're going to see tomorrow, on Yibayz and Yibayz, over there it says, Ir Shiesur Tichav, and just briefly, take a look at the Mishnah, we're going to see it again tomorrow, that you have a city that there's Avodah Tichav in there. And it talks over there that there were the Bahayu Bachanuya, whatever that is, there were stores there, and the question is, can you do business? Now, the problem becomes that, how does the Rambam learn this? Is this talking about a Yom Eid or not? So Rashi learns it's talking about a Yom Eid. But Rashi, we're going to see, can learn it's a Yom Eid, because Rashi's Shita is, I don't know if this was mentioned or not, but Rashi's Shita is that there's no problem of buying from a non-Jew, from the Akim, from a pagan, because if you're going to buy from a pagan, he is not going to be happy. He's going to be sad, because he says that the assumption always is, which whatever the far is, the Ron says, that if a person sells something, then he is upset about it. There's a certain level of he's short on cash. He has to sell it. He's being squeezed for the month, and so therefore Rashi holds that really there's no problem of buying from a non-Jew. And that's how he explains the Mishnah. That's why it's going to be mutter. Even though it's a young age, it's going to be mutter to buy. Because the Mishnah there talks about how there's a heter over there to buy. It's not mutaris, whatever that means. Which will
exactly
be tomorrow.
Exactly
the, only that, the problem is that the Rambam, she does not like that. The Rambam holds that buying and selling is all of them. So the Rambam, how is the Rambam learning this Mishnah? The Mishnah on the days and the days. Bear in mind that the Rambam holds that you're not allowed to buy from a, not from the pagans, on the young age. Why? Because he holds that when you get the money that you have, when he gets his item, you get the, we talked about it, he gets his money, you take the item, he is happy, he is going to be Azul Maida. So, as you learn the Mishnah, the Mishnah gives us a heter. If the stores were not Mutaris, again, whatever that means, we'll see that tomorrow, but there's going to be a heter. If it's a young age, according to Rambam, it can't be Mutar. So it must be that the Rambam learned, that's I think where the Rambam got this from, the Rambam said it must be, I'm looking at this Mishnah, it must be that this Mishnah is not talking about a Yonei. It's talking about he or she is, whether it's a covenant, that there's an idol there. It's not talking about a Yonei.
I think this is a question of Rambam at all. I think
no, it's not a Yonei.
No, I think the Rambam
says it's not a Yonei. No, the Rambam says that if it's a Yonei, or the Fnei Eden, whatever, but these Dinim, it applies even to bar, even to make purchases from the non-Jew. Rashi Shita is not. Rashi Shita is that buying is usually not a problem. Maybe in certain cases there would be exceptions, but usually buying is not a problem. So if you learn that buying is not a problem, I can read the Mishnah talking about buying. The Mishnah means that you can buy in the store on a young age and walk into the store and buy something. It's mutter.
I think the Rambam would quote one parish in Shnei.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. I'm going back to that. The Rambam Shita is that you can never buy from the goy on a young age. So he has no way of reading the Mishnah on Yudayim and Days. But when it says he or she yes or if they call them, it can't mean Yonei, because you would never be able to buy. What's the heter? That if it's not Mulutarois, it's going to be Mutter. So it must be the Rambam held. That's why the Rambam learned this Mishnah, on the second Mishnah as well, that we're talking about a city not on the Yonei. It's not on a city that has an Akron over there.
Right, right.
That's what they were talking about.
But in those cities, he never said you can't live there.
Right. Doing business, maybe there's some heter. Yeah, you're fine ways over there. You can't live there. That's the way the Rambam learned.
So
now let's just read the Mishnah like the Rambam again. So our Mishnah, Yeral Zmadev. Again, here's the Sechavim. There's an idol there, not a Yemei. Chutzala Mutter. All right, you can walk around on the outside. There's no problem with that. Let's say if it was outside, Chutzala, the idol was in the outside of the city. Let's say Chavim. Chutzala Mutter. So then, Chutzala, you can walk. Now, Mahu Leilech Lisham. Now, what does this mean according to the Rambam? Now, you're going to have to change this as well. Mahu Leilech Lisham. Are you allowed to walk there? Now, so how is he going
to
read this? Right, to go, what does that mean, to go there? I mean, you already told me I can't live there. And the Rambam said, not only can I live there, I can't walk in there. So therefore, we take a look at the Rambam, the way he learns it in the halachas, in the Hilchot Akum, he says like this, Ir sheyesh reis kechavim mutzel ahalech chutzela, v'osel ikonis b'soicha. You can't walk into it. You can walk around it. Ir sheyesh ba abaris kechavim. This is like the Pirush Mishnayis. That's what Meri I made. Now, that's the first Rambam. The next halach, person is going from place to place, going from place A to place B. Happens to be that on the way, he'll have to pass through a city that has a akum. He can't even go through a city that has an akum in it. He's not talking about like Rashi. I'm going there to schmooze with somebody. I'm not going to do business. It's a young age. I can't go and transact. I can't do business. I'm going to just go in there and schmooze with somebody. That's not what we're talking about. We're going to get to that. Yeah, right. The Megar Amurim says the Rambam is Mansha Derech Miyucheres Lo'itzei Mokon. That's only if it's Miyucheres Lo'itzei Mokon. Now, what does that mean according to Rashi? That means Miyucheres. It means that it's true. The Rambam says something else. Abel Yesh Shom Derech Acheres. If there's another way to get to your place, and you got place A, place B. There's two ways to get to A to B. You can either go through the city or not. Right. The Nikra of a Halach Bazo, and you happen to have gone through the other one, Mutter. That's what the Rambam wants to learn in the Mishnah. There's two ways to get from A to B. There's one way goes through the Akum city, one way does not go through the Akum city.
My destination. How am I supposed to get there?
I can either take one road
over. The only way is.
No, it's not only. It's not
the only way. That's the only way that it's
possible.
The only way.
I have to go through the marshes.
Right.
I can't go on the road. I won't go on the highway.
Why
does the mutter then go through? Yeah, so the way he says it, it's a human nicker. It sounds like you happen to have gone through that one, so then He's making it sound like, no, it's not like I was good at the doctor, because I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what the story is there. The lush news is the Nikra. I happen to have gone with the keeper ticket.
Right.
Yeah, keeper ticket. Right. Now, you can say the same kind of, this is the only road, so why don't you say the same thing? You say, I'm trying to get point B. So this is the only way to get there. Yeah, not clear
what
I mean.
That would apply nowadays. That's a little different.
There's another way to do it. But then he's, all right, but
I
hear, I don't know. But just to bring out, there's two ways to read the mystery. Either the mystery met a young aid like Rashi, which are about transactions, and then the safe of the mystery is talking about you want to go smooth, or like the Rambam in the Pirshei Shnayos, and you see he backs it up in the Mishnah Torah as well, that's talking about a city. Yeah, in the way. Yeah. So avoid of other Zara, yeah. Alright, or like the Rambam, you have the city that has the Akaman in, and now it's going to be the trial of walking into the city, or going through it. Now, continue to Gemara on the bottom. Hey, if you don't mean Chutzula, what's the case of Chutzula? What does it mean Chutzula? Rashi explains, Kami Erochav Oiseh Shush Shachutzula Menoir Be'e Mutu Lost Lostin Yoshua. How far, what are the distances that we're talking about? What does it mean, chutzula? At what point do we say that it's considered chutzula? Yeah, either way, right. Under Shagam Leo, Mr. Mechanina, he's going, that flows the Shal Aza. Like the shuk of, the ikwiz, the shuk of animals, right, of Gaza. Shuk in Gaza. The ikadamri button.
Right outside.
Yeah, right, Rashi says, right, Irshal Polishim, Rashi 2 lines up. Very close to Gaza was this and he asked him what would be the din in that case where it's so close, meaning is the Mishnah talking about with some level of distance, or even if Tamam is very, very close, like the Islas of Aza, nonetheless you'd be allowed to do a transaction there. Amalei, that's the shayla. Amalei lo halacha l'sumi amecha, where you never went to Sur, which Rashi says was a mixed city where there were Jews and pagans. The Risi saw the tikkavim. You never went over there and you saw a Jew and a non-Jew and a pagan. What were they doing during the page of Beis Meralos? Jeshus falso shtei kediros al gabei kiri. Right, the lashon of shvisa is to put one, put a pot on top of like two stones to make an oven, like a makeshift oven, a stove. He put two kederas together to make like a stove. You put the fire, you have the fire in between. Agave kira, on top of the oven. Agave kira, sorry, on one oven. He put two pots on top of a kira. So you're supposed to put two things together, right? Put two things together on a fire. So he's putting two pots together, seemingly their mamas right next to each other, on the kira. So they're very, very close. This is the marshal is that it's something very close. Like come to have a problem. Rashi says 2 lines down. I'll feature some of Isr Eitel Heter Ma'oid, even though it's very close. Alkanami, I'll feature me your Hoasurin Smuchlo Bechutala. Shemo would say from Hayom Lechashu, and even though it's so close, they were not concerned about it. Of course, the obvious question would be like, what's the comparison? We were talking about two pots, and it's a whole different shayla. But the Gemara understood that in terms of things being close, whether it's Isr and Heter. What was the outlook of the Chacham and Bechlal? And if you see that this was their outlook by two paths, one being kosher, one being non-kosher, Lachar, they would hold the same way by a city. It's not an absolute raya, but it's some type of loose comparison. Those two are concerns, yeah. Now, my loy kosher, what's the loy kosher? And Rabbi Mishrim Basar Nezela, that we're talking here about Basar Nezela, that the Alpha God Beekah, Rashi says, that 5 lines down, the Alpha God Beekah, the Mekash, the Isidor Raisa, even though there's a concern of Isidor Raisa, that you should say, right, you can say there's a problem that mitzvah, you should answer it. That during the Mahadar Apa Yisrael, back to Gemara, maybe the Yisrael's going to turn around for a moment. Maybe throw it in. Yeah, the Kavasah, Hokanami, lo kashlam kachavim, shim demev es kachavim. So we hear also, they're not concerned about demev es kachavim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.